Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Hey and parak Aleph Mishnah Vav as we continue discussing what happens if there is no rain during the rainy season. So if the rain still has not come, then we're going to have a new series of fasts that we're going to decree that is going to apply not only to the Talmidei Chachamim, to the Torah scholars of the community, but they're going to apply to the entire community. It says the Mishnah, Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev Lo Yardu Geshamim, if the first day of the month of Kislev had arrived and rain has not yet begun to fall, then the courts are going to decree a series of three general fast days for the entire community. Again, it's going to be Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Again, they can eat and they can drink after the night before the fast. Not a problem. They can do work during the fast day. Uverachitza, they can wash their bodies in hot water on the fast day. Uvesicha, they can anoint themselves with oil on the fast day. Uvenila sasando, they can wear leather shoes on the fast day. Uvatash b'shamita, and marital relations is also allowed to be done on a fast day. Although these activities are not going to be allowed on later fast days, this is still an earlier type of fast where those activities are allowed. Continuing now with Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. Now, if this set of fasts succeeded in bringing rain, people did the fast, they did tshuva, they davened to Hashem, and so on and so forth, then no further fasts are going to be needed. However, the Mishnah is not going to describe what was done if they were not successful and if the rain still has not yet come. It says the Mishnah, Avru Elu V'lo Nanu, again, if these three fasts passed and their prayers for rain were not answered, then the court's going to decree another series of three fasts on the community, and they're going to be a little bit stricter. Oakland Vishosin Miba Odiom, number one, they can eat and drink only while it is still day, meaning they're not allowed to eat and drink the night before. Once it's Tesikho Khavim, they can't eat and drink the night before the fast. The Asur and Bimalacha, people are not allowed to work during the day of the fast. Uvarachitza, they're not allowed to bathe in hot water. Uvasicha, they can anoint themselves with oil. Uven ilas hasandal, they can't wear leather shoes. Uvitash b'shamita, and there can't be marital relations during this time. Venolin esamir chatzos, we lock the bathhouses on these days in order to prevent people from bathing in hot water. Avru Elu V'lo Nanu, but then says the mission, if these three fasts also pass, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and the Tfilos for rain were not answered, Bezdin goes in a land Od Sheva. Then the Bezdin is going to decree another seven fasts on the community, Shein Shalosh Esrei Tanios Ala Tzibor, which makes a total of 13 fasts that were decreed on the community, Hari Elu Yaseiros Ala Rishonos, and these seven fasts are even going to be more strict than any of the early ones, Sheba Elu Masriyin, in that during these fasts, they are also required to sound and blow the shofar, as we're going to learn a little bit later in next parak. The Noelin Esachanuyos, they're going to lock these stores throughout the day, Basheni Matin Im Hashecho, on Mondays of these seven fasts, close to nightfall of the end of the fast, they would open the doors of the food stores a little bit to allow people to purchase food for after the fast, Uvachamishi Mutarim Nekavod Shabbos, but on Thursdays, when the food stores would be allowed to remain open all day in honor of Shabbos, because people needed extra time in order to buy the various items for Shabbos and prepare for Shabbos. Quick review, Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey taught us that if the first of the month of Kislev arrived and there's still no rain, then Beis Din is going to decree another three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, on the community. During these three fasts, people can eat, they can drink the night before, they can do work, they can wash themselves, they can anoint themselves, they can wear leather shoes, they can have marital relations. That's all allowed during this next group of three fasts. However, Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav taught us that if these additional three fasts passed and the tefillos were still not answered, there's still no rain, then the Beis Din would decree another series of three fasts. They were even stricter. They can only eat the day before, not the night before. The people wouldn't be allowed to work during the day of the fast. They can't wash themselves in water. They can't anoint themselves. They can't wear leather shoes. They can't have marital relations and so on and so forth. They would even lock the bathhouses on these days to make sure that people weren't bathing in hot water on the fast day. And the mission told us that even if these three fasts passed and there's still no rain, very serious. Beis Din would decree another 7 fasts, which are even stricter than the previous fast. And on these fasts, they would actually blow the shofar as well. They would also lock these stores throughout the day. On Monday, they would open them up a little bit early, so that people can get food for after the fast. And on Thursday, they would actually allow the stores to remain open so that people can buy things for that coming Shabbos. Have a great day.